Hot mic, Joe Biden tells Salvation Army official he spent time with Secret Service in Poland, Ukraine. By Wendell Hasebo on January 9, 2023. The White House refuses to comment or provide clarity on President Joe Biden's remark to a Salvation Army official in El Paso this past weekend that he spent time with the Secret Service in Poland and Ukraine. The White House did not respond to Breitbart News's request for comment about what specifically Biden was referencing. A hot mic moment unearthed by the Republican National Committee's research team revealed Biden told the Salvation Army official that he spent time with the Secret Service in Poland and Ukraine. Biden, who visited the El Paso County Migrant Services Center on Sunday, spoke to a Salvation Army official during his inspection of the facility. The video shows Biden walking up to the official and relaying that he and the Secret Service visited Poland and Ukraine. "I spent some time with the Secret Service in Poland and in Ukraine," Biden said. Further comments by the president were inaudible. It is not immediately clear what Biden was referencing or why he would speak to a Salvation Army official about his overseas trips with the Secret Service. According to The Hill, Biden had previously inspected the southern border wall that separated the United States from Juarez, Mexico. In March, Biden traveled to Poland and visited the 82nd Airborne Division just after the Ukrainian war began. He did not visit Ukraine in 2022, despite Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's request. Biden's history with Ukraine is lengthy. According to the Los Angeles Times, then-Vice President Joe Biden traveled to Ukraine to deliver a farewell address in 2017, 4 days before former President Donald Trump assumed the Oval Office. It was Biden's sixth visit in 7 years. In 2017, Hunter Biden was paid $83,000 per month to be on the board of Burisma, a Ukrainian energy company. That same year, Hunter's salary was cut in half. Hunter was appointed to the board of Burisma in 2014. He had no prior experience with the energy sector or Ukraine. Hunter earned great sums of money from Ukraine for which he offered no real work, Breitbart News's senior contributor Peter Schweitzer stated. In 2015, Joe Biden threatened to withhold $1 billion from Ukraine if the Ukrainian government did not fire the prosecutor who was investigating Burisma. In 2018 and 2020, Schweitzer published Secret Empires and Profiles in Corruption. Each book hit number one on the New York Times bestseller list and exposed how Hunter and his father flew to China aboard Air Force Two in 2013 before Hunter's firm inked a $1.5 billion deal with a subsidiary of the Chinese government's Bank of China, which transpired less than 2 weeks after the trip. Schweitzer's work also uncovered the Biden family's other vast and lucrative foreign deals and cronyism. Breitbart political editor Emma Jo Morris's investigative work at the New York Post regarding the Hunter Biden laptop from hell also captured international headlines when she, along with Miranda Devine, revealed that the president was intimately involved in Hunter's businesses, appearing to even have a 10% stake in a company the Scion formed with officials at the highest levels of the Chinese Communist Party. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.